I get, obviously, this question is asked every time I speak anywhere. And it's a valid question. On one hand, it's a valid question, and on the other hand, it's a very revealing question, because it's a very typical American question. Because when I go to Australia, no one says, where's Australian Bible prophecy? You know, or Norway, they're like, so, where is Norway in Bible prophecy? We're really interested, where are we? But Americans are like, wait a minute, where are we? Like, you know, like, we've got to be front and center, and we can't find... And so the point is, the United States is not in Bible prophecy. So that's the long and short of it. Some people try to read into some obscure passages and go, ooh, the eagle, you know, and different things like that. I really don't think that the United States is specifically, I mean, there may be some verses that hint to coalitions from the West. There's some things like that in Daniel 11, for instance. But here's the thing, is that the sort of boilerplate answer that a lot of people give to that is they say, we're not in Bible prophecy, and the only explanation, and this is, you'll hear this all the time, we must get taken out. It must be that we get taken out beforehand. And personally, I think that's a wrong response. Now, it's possible, you know, anything's possible, because we don't feature centrally in the prophecies. Part of the reason is simply because the Bible doesn't revolve around the United States, the Bible revolves around Jerusalem. And we're like peripheral. You know, the Bible references things like you who dwell at ease in the coastlands. You know, like we're like, you're like, that's all I get. We're just those that dwell carelessly in the coastlands. You know, we're just sort of off in the peripheral. So there's that element. But secondly, you know, it could just simply be that, you know, I mean, we're already in a state of being diminished economically, and our military's being trimmed back. It may just be that we're just not involved militarily in all this. I mean, you know, it could be, yeah, maybe we're diminished a bit more. Maybe, you know, maybe there are a couple cities that get hit with whatever, but we shouldn't just assume. I guess it's this sort of fatalism that says, oh man, we must get wiped out, that bothers me. Because, you know, I don't want to make that assumption. This is where I live. This is where my children are. And if the Lord should tarry, where their children will grow up. And we're called to be intercessors, and we're called to intercede for our nation. And so when you say, oh, we must just get wiped out, what that does that encourage prayer? No, it encourages the lack of prayer. And so I want to be someone that says, Father, I'm going to cry out and say, Lord, have mercy on this nation, and Lord, pour out your spirit on this nation, and give us a gift of repentance. And you know, yes, teach us the greatest lessons with the least amount of pain, you know, that sort of prayer that you always pray for your kids. Lord, let them learn the big lessons without major broken bones or heartache or whatever. And Lord, do that for this nation. And so, you know, Father, we ask for Lexington. We ask for the greater Lexington area, that you would have mercy on this area. We ask for Kentucky. You would have mercy on Kentucky. And then, you know, outward, you pray for your sphere of influence, that the Lord would have mercy. And you don't give up and assume that it's all going to be wiped out. You know, if someone... In the same way, if someone that you love is sick, you pray for them to be healed until the moment that they're gone. And you can even pray a little bit after that if you want. Lord, raise them up. But there's a point where you say, okay, you know, now they've passed on. Now I stop praying. But you don't stop praying 3 years, oh man, cancer, woo, you're done. You know, you don't do that with people, and you don't do that with your nation. So that's just an encouragement that, you know, you'll hear that a lot in prophecy, sir. Oh, we must just get wiped out. And I find it a little bit of an assumption, a little bit of an irresponsible assumption, I guess, is my point. So, should we want to do any of the questions, or it's 9 o'clock?
A little bit past 9 o'clock. I see the children are being,
okay,
being released now. But I'd like to say a couple things. One is that we haven't taken an offering for Joel while he's been here. And I would like for you to prayerfully consider helping us to support Joel's ministry to us this weekend. And if you would like to donate, either by check or cash or something like that, just fill out one of our offering envelopes, write the name Joel on there, and put it in the offering box as you leave tonight, and we'll go ahead and process that and add that to our honorarium from Joel being here. And this has been a real treat for us. You know, I've mentioned it several times before.